you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back. You might notice something. It sounds pretty crisp in here, doesn't it?
Sounds a lot better. We're in a room with what are those things called? They're just sound foam?
Acoustic sound panels.
Okay, acoustic sound panel. Well, our voices aren't. They're acoustic.
Yeah, they're acoustics, bro. You got acoustics in your voice. I don't know what acoustics actually means.
You know, I'll look it up right now.
Let's see.
Like the acoustics in this room.
Yeah, we're gonna start out the podcast with some knowledge. But we're back in the same room because we finished quarantining, and now we're back together at the office, and we're back to work for 2021.
Yay! The definition for acoustic: the properties or qualities of a room or building that determine how sound is transmitted in it, or the branch of physics concerned with the properties of sound. So it's just a generalized term.
Okay, cool.
So when someone says an acoustic guitar, it's just sound guitar. Produces sound.
Yeah, there's unacoustic
electric
guitars.
Guitar makes sense.
Yeah, because it's electric. Yeah. Acoustic is just it just makes sound.
Yeah,
you know,
why don't they call it can I just be like, yeah, this is my acoustic trumpet?
Yeah, you could technically, because it's acoustic. Everything's acoustic. That doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Nope.
When you say it too much, acoustic.
Especially when you download Justin Bieber's acoustic Never Say Never album.
Good fucking album.
Never Say Never.
He did a Christian album, right?
No, he did a Christian song.
Oh.
I close my eyes and I can see a better day. Jamona. I close my eyes and pray.
Really?
It's the actual song, yeah.
Is it acoustic?
Mm-hmm. I'd play it, but, you know, DMCA.
Yeah. Well, that's
I could play it and you could censor it out.
That shouldn't be DMCA'd because it's spreading the word of God. And honestly, I think that there should be an exception where if there's something that helps spread the word of God, it should not be allowed to get DMCA'd. Ooh. Sounds like a wake-up alarm.
Man, this isn't the acoustic one. Okay, maybe it is.
Dude, the quality of that sounds like a wake-up alarm. Ooh.
Things ain't right.
Yeah.
It's everywhere that I go.
Ooh.
Tell me I'm crying. Peepee, you're dying. Have a home. There's sunshine for on that rain.
Yeah.
No, there's good times beyond that pain.
Skirt.
Tell me.
Oh.
Close my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And I can make better.
Yeah.
So I can see a better day. Sorry.
I can see a better day, yeah.
I close my eyes.
He closes his eyes.
And pray.
And pray. And pray. And pray.
Close my eyes.
He closes his eyes.
And I can see a better day.
I can see a better day.
He needs to sing this song. I don't think he's... When's the last time Justin Bieber sung this song?
That pisses me off. He doesn't do that anymore. I guarantee he doesn't do that at his big fucking concerts
fucking
now.
Fake piece of
shit.
Where
he has girls throwing their bras and panties on stage.
Throwing their fucking areolas and shit at him, ripping them off. Like big old slabs of pastrami.
See, I hate when girls do that at our live shows.
I know.
Just popping those suckers off and tossing them like a tiny frisbee up on stage.
What is a boob without a nipple? Is it attractive?
Yeah.
Like if a girl went whoosh, and there was no nipple, would you still be like, whoa? Or would you be? Or would you be like?
I feel like my brain would push the nipples in place.
A little bit? Okay,
my brain. That's what my brain would do. It'd be like, I know the nipples aren't there, but my brain would be like, just imagine, because you're like 2/3 of the way there already.
Okay, yeah, you know? True.
I don't know. I could draw some nipples on there with a Sharpie.
Hey, baby.
Hey, come here.
Don't some people have to get their nipples removed? No, they don't. Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Some people, what's it called? A mastectomy, I think, when you have to get your...
We're getting shit, so we don't have breasts. Sorry.
No, men have breasts.
We can get breast cancer. We have, but we don't
mastectomy
have...
Mastectomy is where you have to get it, like your breast removed.
If I pop a tit out, no one's gonna come.
Hey, that's not true. You know
Except
that's not true.
For all you fucking fetishists out there that fetishize hairy, plump chests on men.
You definitely...
Which I do have.
You definitely have some people out there that have...
Do you need another reminder of how much you can cup these and jiggle it around?
I do.
Okay, hold up.
I'd like that.
See, I gotta...
I gotta lean forward.
Let me see. Let me see.
Let me make sure which one's better. I gotta give you the. Ooh. Oh.
Which one? One of my pecs is bigger.
I think this one's better. Like, go right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Softly.
It's not.
Like,
it's not bad.
Like, do this a little. You know. Don't even grab. You know. Just.
Dude, it's honestly not as big as I thought it was gonna be.
What?
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion.
I mean, you can touch it. You can feel it for sure. It's just it's not as much as
You're just jealous because you don't have tits. I get it. It's fine.
I have I've been gaining weight lately. Why are you fucking playing with candles with your stop?
I just noticed
it's that whole thing where I make one noise with it and then I have to make a point of it.
Right, you accidentally kick it. You're like, well, to avoid embarrassment, I'll make it look intentional.
Keep going with it.
Oh, dude, you know what I realized? We didn't have a poop break in the last podcast, did we?
Did we not?
I don't think we did.
No, we did not have a poop break.
Fuck, dude, we broke a streak.
I think that's good. I think that's good that we didn't have a poop break. Did the poop breaks become popularized when I was, going through that whole colon thing or whatever?
I think so. The colon saga?
Yeah.
What episode? That was a good saga of the podcast. That went on for a long time.
Unfortunately, yes. But it ended.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, I still have putrid shits, but I'm not bleeding out of my ass anymore.
Yeah, that's good. That's good that you don't have blood pouring out of your anus into the toilet.
And by the way, everybody, thank y'all for supporting the Epic SMP server. Matt and I and everybody else on there we've been having a lot of fun. And again, I have to state, Matt, I wasn't sure if I'd ever, I wasn't sure the next time I was ever really going to play Minecraft kind of a little more casually, quote unquote. Because when we do it for the channel, there are episodes, it's more like episodic.
Right.
But this is long form. Like we streamed both for over 12 hours the starting day.
Yeah, first day on Saturday. I think I streamed almost 13.
It's a fun server. The one thing I don't like is nothing to do with anything that you've done,
that
Matt.
You're having too much fun.
That's one of them. But the main one is that it's hard to stream at the same time as Ross and that group of whoever's streaming in the beginning of the day. But you and I were just saying, sometimes we might have to do we have to think of them as separate jobs, or can we think of it as one conglomerate? We're building ourselves separate.
I think of it as one. I see streaming on par with part of the super mega job, because it's all the same online entertainment shit.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. I love this server. It's so much fun. I guess we'll be the late night gang. There's different shifts that come on the server.
I'm down. Kelly's about to stream in 30 minutes.
Ooh. Well, if you guys are listening, go check it out right now. Go back in time.
You can go watch her VOD. Does she have VODs?
Go watch our 13-hour VODs on Twitch.
Some people don't have VODs. Some people have VODs for subscribers only, which is a smart move, I guess.
I still can't get subscribers.
No. Why not?
I'm not even affiliated.
Did you contact them?
Yeah. I haven't heard back yet. I got really pissed off yesterday, Ryan, because I saw someone pop up my chat and say, Matt, I couldn't sub to you, so I went and gave my sub to Ryan.
Oh, God. Oh, that's the thing, Matt. With Twitch Prime, it gives you one. If you link your Amazon Prime account to Twitch, it gives you a free subscription to use on any creator you want. And
really?
So that person had a free subscription given to them by Jeff Bezos.
Damn,
and
Jeff.
They couldn't give it to you.
They gave it to you, man.
But that's something for you to know now. You know, when you go in the future, you know if you're not getting subs, something's up. Because people are given literally free subs by Jeff. If anyone says Jeff Bezos hasn't done anything, donations, or hasn't done anything through charity, I'd have you know that for every Amazon Prime member that he has, he's given a free Twitch subscription to. Wait. Every month you get a new one.
Oh, every month?
Every month you get a free Twitch subscription. Yes.
People try to paint him as this horrible fucking monster. He's a benefactor.
He's giving you $60 worth of content a year.
Yes.
Doesn't it $5?
Five times 12 is six.
Is it $5 to subscribe, or is it $5.99 or some bullshit?
I think it's $5.
I think it's $5. Okay.
How much do you, because I don't know this yet, how much do you actually take from that $5?
I have no clue. I don't do that.
So I know Twitch definitely takes a cut.
I'm just going to guess they take 50. I'm just going to throw out a guess.
It's not that big chunk. I think Jackson told me one time they take $2 out of the $5 or something.
Near 50.
Yeah, pretty
much. So 40.
YouTube takes 50. Do you know that?
Do they take a
the ad revenue that we see come in is half of what it actually was every month.
And we're a duo, so that hurts us even more.
So each of us get less than a fourth of it, actually.
Not only that, we're a duo with employees. So it double hurts us.
Well, actually, yeah. I mean,
don't they make enough money?
Exactly. Well, they're making a lot of money. That's what sucks is like, I think we've talked about this before with the whole thing where it's like, they have enough money, blah, blah. But the human brain doesn't work like that. Once you start getting money, you become crazy for it. There's never going to be a point when you make money where you're like, this is good. This is enough money. Because your brain just keeps striving for more.
Have you watched Breaking Bad?
I actually have two episodes left.
The scene where Skyler opens up the garage door to reveal all the laundered money.
$80 million.
When is enough? Or what does she say?
She says, when is enough enough?
Yep. Yep.
I just watched that episode recently because I have two more left on my rewatch. I got to the episode last night. That one.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Wait, the...
No. Oh, no, wait. That's season...
Wait,
three.
Who?
Hold on.
Yeah,
here.
Okay.
That, and then...
That's one of my... I love that scene.
That episode...
I also love the scene where he goes, Jesse, run. After he goes, and goes, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, dude, that's such a good scene. Fucking, that episode, dude, Ozymandias, is the best episode in the show.
Or the scene where he goes, this isn't your mother's meth. And then throws it.
This and ain't your grandmama's meth. I fucking... Dude, but that scene, the scene, the best scene in the entire show, I think, is when he comes home and that comes.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Continue. Walter, there is a scene where he comes, actually, in the first episode.
She gives him a hand job?
That was actually
He didn't come. Oh, at the end, he like.
The first episode of Breaking Bad ends with him having sex with his wife. And as the credits are, it's like, oh. And there's another scene where you see him come because he's fucking her in the back of his car at like a school PTA meeting, remember?
Yep. That naughty little bit. You never see Marie getting fucked by Hank, though.
I know.
We didn't get to see the power Hank had.
I bet because she's into dominating Hank.
His big rock. Do you think Marie put on like a strap on? Is that something we could ask Vince Gilligan? Can Vince Gilligan do what J.K. Rowling did to Harry Potter? Just make up shit after the fact?
Like, oh yeah, Marie actually was wearing a strap on every single scene of the show underneath her pants.
What I like that Vince Gilligan did is that whenever he said stuff that was like kind of out of canon, he'd be like, I'd like to believe that Jesse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where J.K. Rowling's just like, Dumbledore's gay. He sucks dick. He fucks it. He gives great hand jobs.
Why does she do, like...
Snape's had a cocaine addiction.
You know, Professor McGonagall is differently abled, actually.
Yeah.
Neurodivergent Professor McGonagall.
Yeah, and you dyslexic. Might be wondering why transgenders exist in my universe, and it's simply because with magic, you can make ailments like that disappear.
Ailments? What the fuck? She'd say that kind of shit.
Yeah, just for those know, because get it, because J.K. Rowling said a lot of anti not cool things.
What did
about,
she say? She said some shit akin to
they
like
they are not
like,
women.
Like trans women will never be real women.
She didn't say anything about trans men though. So thankfully, trans men are
you guys are in the clear on this one.
J.K. Rowling just has a problem with trans women.
You have J.K.'s support on this one, trans men.
I don't think she said anything about. Trans men.
No, just trans.
It was just strictly trans women. She just, really had a broom up her butt. You know,
I don't know why she
the witch
did
come on.
This. Yeah, yeah,
come on.
I don't know why she decided to go out and to start like retconning things.
Wingardium Leviosa, these nuts.
Oh, okay. I hope she continues in 2021 to keep doing that though. Like, I want some new, because every few months I see her trending on Twitter. And every time I'm like, oh, what did she say this time?
My least favorite, not my least favorite one, but the one that kind of just makes me roll my eyes the most is when she's like, Hermione's black. And I'm like, you're telling me the character you've said multiple times you based off of yourself is black? I highly doubt that, JK.
It's because,
I don't know, it's in the name.
JK.
Oh, she's fucking
she's
with us!
She's just fucking with everyone this whole time!
Oh, how do we not see
she's
this?
She's a genius!
We broke the conspiracy.
JK.
And she's rowling. She's rolling on the floor laughing.
Oh my God, dude. She's going JK and she's rowling around the floor. Going,
yep.
Holy shit, dude. We just figured it out. We just fucking figured it out.
We're so stupid. We
fucking did it.
God, Harry Potter was a long con for that one.
My God, that woman is something else.
For the whole psych, transgenders are actually people that need to be respected and, you know, respected in their own. Everyone, you know, deserves to be respected for their individualism. You don't need to, you know, do what JK did and just kind of rain on people's parade.
All right, globalist.
Well, she's not even raining on a parade because, I mean, yes, there are parades, but I wouldn't say that being transgendered is like a parade. You're treated pretty harshly. I bet you could ask a good bit of like transgendered people, is your life like a parade? And they would probably, I would more than likely say
a lot would say no.
Yeah, say no.
I'd say most of the time, probably not.
Do you think your life feels like a big positive party where everyone's supporting you?
Throwing confetti and balloons and playing the trumpet.
No, the gays took that parade.
Yeah, they took that shit away. Now they have their little parades through the town that I can't even go enjoy anymore because I'll get called gay if I go. Where they're
I'm
in their little Speedos and the rainbow flags.
Stupid, stupid.
But, fuck, I spilled water on myself. I'd love to go to a gay pride parade.
Hashtag
they look like
trans
so much
rights.
Fun. Hey, hashtag trans rights.
Can't forget the hashtag. That's how it spreads.
Uh-huh. That's how it spreads. And that's how it lets people know that I'm serious about it.
Yeah.
Gay parades look like a lot of fun.
Gay parades?
It's just confetti flying everywhere.
They're all sucking each other's cocks.
That's
giving
not
each other's hand
gay
jobs.
Parades, dude.
Oh, I've seen the footage. I've seen the footage.
I bet a lot of people do think that shit goes on at gay parades.
I bet, dude. Just like this shit happens at live concerts. Like, there has to be hand jobs given every now and then at gay parades, just like there are blowjobs given at Creed concerts.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's definitely people have sex at concerts. So by my deduction, someone at least has gotten tugged off at a gay parade once.
Matt, I have a question for you. This is going to be a hard one.
Fuck.
Are you ready?
Don't hit me with a hard one.
You
got
to choose between these two.
Fuck.
You got to choose one to exist and choose one to put inside of a black hole.
Oh, God.
Creed or Casting Crowns?
Casting Crowns is going in the black hole.
What
it's not a hard
fuck,
one for me.
Dude, what?
Sorry.
Casting Crowns? They've had so many popular music songs, dude.
I know they've had a lot of popular music songs. Sing one for me.
Surrounded by your glory, yeah. One will my heart feel when I dance for you, Jesus. Will I suck your cock till fear?
What? That's not what he says.
No,
that's
I know. I was riffing.
Yeah, well, that's offensive because it's about Christ.
Could be a. Yeah, you're right. I was gonna try to defend it. You can see my brain working.
Here's the thing, man. Creed has gotten me through some tough times. I tear my heart open just to feel.
I tear my heart open.
I sew myself up
just to feel.
Wait. Tear my heart open. Oh, sorry. I got it wrong. I tear my heart open. I sew myself shut. My weakness is that I care too much. And the scars remind us that the past is real. Tear my heart open. Just to feel. See that right there? That song is why I'd put Casting Crowns into a black hole and let them collapse under the weight of their own gravity because Creed.
What about, this isn't Casting Crowns, but what about, you know, this song? Did this song form? Because this song helped me a lot when I was a kid. Okay, let me see. I'm forgetting it now. Hold up. I'm actually forgetting it. It's leaving my brain. It was a Christian song. The music video is of a guy with a guitar outside of an airport. As people go and walk by. Fuck! Hold up.
You know what song legitimately touched me as a child? Let me reword that. You know what song I really enjoyed as a child that got me emotional? Was the Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love?
Where is the love?
I used to listen to that in my room with my headphones on. I'd be like, God,
give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arm for the brokenhearted, the ones that are fucked below my knees. Give me that. Yeah, you know that one.
Scott Stapp. Did you know about Scott Stapp, the singer from Creed? How he made a sex tape with Kid Rock?
It never was released though.
It got leaked.
I didn't see it.
Well, no, it didn't get leaked. It got stolen. during a home invasion. It was on a VHS tape. And they're fucking some girls, Kid Rock and...
of age, hopefully. Because at the time when sex tapes were being peddled, it was pop. Let me put it into perspective. There was once in a blue moon where child pornography was being sold on the streets of Los Angeles in the form of R. Kelly's piss tape.
They sold that? Like they sold that
people
tape?
People just have it on streets. Not like stores and shit, but have you?
It's in Target. It's got its whole, it's got its whole little like layout section.
But you've seen those streets where it's just like a bunch of kind of like kind of solo shops?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's probably where it was sold.
Damn. Well, the thing is they had sex with these girls and the tape has never been leaked because someone stole it. So someone out there has it.
And someone leaked whole fucking Hulk Hogan's sex tape.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my favorite thing is allegedly there's a part where Scott Stapp's getting his dick sucked and he puts his arms behind his head and looks into the camera and he goes, "Feels good to be the king." And I would pay so much money to see that.
Like he looks at the camera?
He looks at the camera while he's getting his dick sucked and like, "Feels good to be the king."
So is it a threesome?
Three plus, I would say.
Oh, so it's my...
I can't say...
I've never experienced a threesome or an orgy. I feel like I'm missing out.
Well, my thing is, it's like, orgies feel... I feel like that'd feel awkward. You walk into a house and you're like, "All right, so let's just start having sex. Just get naked in front of everyone. Just start like, all right, you and me want to go at it." Just...
Would you be comfortable with a key party then? You think that would be better?
No.
What?
Well, I do it because
then you're one on one.
Well, yeah, but the problem with that is
and you get their car keys.
That's
free
true.
Car.
That I know, but the problem is I'm not a jealous person, but I think that if the prospect of someone else having sex with
your
my
dad
wife
wouldn't
or
be
my
there,
partner,
don't worry.
Okay.
There'd be nothing to worry about.
Okay, actually, then I'd do it, yeah.
Okay.
But the prospect of someone having sex with my wife or my girlfriend.
No, think about, like, this is, think of in a way you're single in this. You're single.
I do a key party if I was
ready to Pringle, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. This thing's like a fucking Pringle can, baby.
I actually said that unironically at one point when a relationship ended in high school.
You said you were single and ready to Pringle?
Yep.
That's not even a saying.
No, I said it to kind of, you know, I was being like, you know, you broke my heart. I'm going to rub it in a little bit. And so I was like, "I'm single. Ready?" Look,
did you announce that publicly?
You have to remember, this is also the time when I, you know, was going herp to derp, 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 you know, that type of stuff.
So last month.
About a week ago.
Yeah. About a week ago.
Week ago.
I have a Facebook status from...
I have a lot of embarrassing past old statuses, I'm sure.
God, I have so many bad old Facebook statuses. Not bad, but just embarrassing. I have one that I think is 13
Did
years
you
old.
Did you say rar?
Yeah, I had a rar phase, yeah.
Yeah.
I had long, flippy hair, and I take pictures of it like this.
So you used it legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me this? Because I never used it legitimately. I don't think I was in that, like, kind of clique or culture.
I was for a bit.
So, like, what... So, like, how would you use it legitimately? Would it just be, like, is it flirtatious?
It's flirtatious with girls. That's
okay, so it's
it.
Only flirtatious.
I would, like, I'd be talking to another kind of, like, emo girl at the time, and we'd both, like, use rar back and forth.
So, like, instead of saying, "Hey," you'd be, like, "rar," and then you'd say rar back, and then they would be, like, "ha, ha, 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 ha."
Or I'd post
a conversation.
Or I'd post
start.
A picture of myself like this.
Wait,
hair
did you really?
Somewhere.
Wait, you'd send pictures like this?
Yeah, no? And I'd say, I'd put, like, rar on it.
I don't
yeah.
have that.
It's bad, dude. It's really bad. That's the worst phase. I think I was the most lost I've ever been with that phase of me in 7th and 8th grade.
I
listened to Never Shout Never, and I did
baby,
listen to...
Baby, I love
and
you,
Blood on
I
the
never
dance floor,
want to
I did
let
listen
you
to
go,
every now
the
and then.
The more I think about, the more I want to let you know that everything
Stop,
you,
you
do
don't need to sing Never Shout
super
Never.
Fucking gay.
Dude!
Gotcha!
It's not what he says, man.
Well, it's what he should say, because if the song's about you, that's exactly what it would sound like.
Man, you need to
guess
fucking
what?
Chill. You need
guess
to fucking
why?
Chill. Reel
guess
it back.
Guess why?
Reel it back.
No, guess why?
Why?
Because you're gay.
Reel it back, dude.
Okay, hold
put
up.
Put me on the back burner. Ooh.
I did a
reeling motion.
Yeah,
I could put like a sound effect of like
I mean,
the fishing
if you
reel.
Feel like it, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't want you to like go do extra work because you know I know how editing the podcast can be sometimes. It's just listening to us have the same conversation over and over again. You know?
Well, it's listening to an hour long conversation I already had the same day.
Yes.
It's like I spent an hour having this conversation and now I'm going to spend an hour listening back to it again.
Making sure that you cut out all of the epithets, the
vulgarities,
slurs.
But I have a Facebook status that says, "Need a girlfriend, haha. Any takers?" And that was probably 13 years ago. So I'm real proud of that one. I have a screenshot
odds
of it somewhere.
Odds are you tweet that right now.
Absolutely not.
Okay, wait. Odds
that
are...
That looks predatory.
Odds are... Okay, odds are... Matt.
Okay, odds are...
You put out a RAR tweet.
I hate that shit, dude. 50.
3, 2, 1.
18. Did you say two?
Two.
I don't have to do it, man. Did you hear Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle exploded in someone's house?
Yeah, on Twitter Moments.
Yeah.
Did you also see that Fitz said the R slur on Twitter Moments on the Epic SMP server?
Yeah, I'm glad that was the top trending thing about the huge server with all these creators was that.
Did you have a talking to him?
I did, yeah. I actually sent Officer Caleb and Officer Patrick over to go kill him, but they ended up dying on the way.
Wait, how did they die on the way?
I don't know. All I saw was they fell from a high place. The guys from Pot About List are on the server, and I, you know, when I heard that Fitz had used a slur on the server, I sent, because Caleb asked if he could be like police chief of the server, so I assigned that to them. So I said, guys, you got to go do this. They get in their boats, they go off, they die like 5 minutes later.
They're fucking hilarious, dude.
They're so funny, dude. We should get them on the podcast.
Makes me nervous being around them.
Me too, man.
Feel like, what the fuck?
Every time I've been on their podcast.
I thought I knew what funny was.
Yep. And I've been on their podcast twice. Both times, I'm scared as hell the whole time because I'm like, these guys are so much funnier.
You're just hearing them, hearing the constant fucking like hilarity like that's ensuing.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I throw in a I guess. I think the only option sometimes is to be the straight man.
Yeah, it's like I just won't be funny today. Which is, you know, I went mining with Patrick and Don yesterday for about an hour, and they both found an immense amount of diamonds right around the same time.
Have you still not made it to the age of diamond?
No.
You know, I have. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've seen the advancement.
Did you see the clip
when you found diamonds?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen the clip.
Well, my whole desk was shaking. I was actually scared because there was a point where, like, if I made it a little more violent, my reaction, my camera, my monitors, and everything would have just fallen off and jumped off my desk. You can see it. It goes boom.
Well, Patrick and I found the diamonds around, like, I was right next to him, and he found the diamonds. Like, we were right around mining the same place. Okay. He found them, and, you know, they were his because he found them and he took them all. And then Don's like, I found more diamonds because he found two batches of diamonds within a 10 or 5 minute period. And he found 8 in one area.
You know, Don helped me out. Don is so good.
I love playing Minecraft with Don.
He and it was actually really interesting because he and Kelly helped me out with something, which, you know, it's old and new artists together helping a brother out. It was very Chungus wholesome.
Keanu 100, wholesome.
And so basically, I wanted a donkey because, you know, everyone wants a horse, and I wanted to ride on a donkey. But then Don tells me, you can make a donkey and a horse fucking Minecraft, have sexual intercourse, right? And they create a mule.
Really?
Yes. And this mule is able to have chests on it so you can store items on it. And so now I have a mule named Bloomin' Onion.
He's
a beautiful soul. I hope he sticks around. I hope this is just my steed for the rest of the server's existence.
That's amazing, dude. If your steed dies, does it come back or is it dead?
It's dead.
Fuck.
Yeah. I heard Too Mad was killing some pets, apparently.
Yeah, so my house...
So it gets me scared.
My house was next to Weston Corey's house, and he had a dog that... It's out in the middle of like the ocean area.
Oh, I hit his cat.
I heard about that. I heard something about you killing someone's cat.
I didn't kill anyone's
or hurting
cat.
Someone's
okay.
cat.
Okay, I was walking and then I heard a meow. And you know that kind of like I was like, who's saying this shit? Who's talking this shit? And I look over. There's the cat, and I hit it twice with my sword, and Wes gets very, you know, hey, you know, gets very, you know, and I understood right from the elbow. I'm like, oh shit.
Was that your first interaction with Wes?
I think so.
Ooh.
Unless there was like short little haze, you know, before everything got started. But that was my first main legitimate like bit interaction with
Within
Wes.
The first 5 minutes of everyone being on the server, I remember just Two Mad just running around killing everybody. Just running around.
He almost killed me.
He tried to kill me. I ran.
You sent me to some sort of... it wasn't even clipped. I tried to find this moment and it wasn't clipped. No, it was like one of those... It was like a movie moment. I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. I was transported into this like dark green foggy area and it was just me and Two Mad.
Okay, so...
We just stared at each other for a little bit and I got nervous.
I have admin powers... Which
you gave to me, thankfully.
Which I misused the first night of streaming. especially when I had had a little bit of sake to drink. I misused those powers.
You kill commanded so much. Do you know I have the most deaths on the server?
Not anymore.
By chance?
Patrick has like over 20 now.
Oh, how so?
He dies a lot of from mobs.
Okay, good. But, I have 11, by the way.
Okay, I have...
Some of those are my fault.
Well, the thing is, that
most
was only...
Of them, most of them...
Yeah, I at least kill commanded you 6 times.
Yes.
I would say at minimum 6 times, probably more.
I'd say I could give you 2 of them. The others were totally out of... No, 2 of them were out of line. The other ones I can give you.
One of them I did just because of the comedic timing of you were like, he's done this shit to me 2 times. 2 times. And then while you were saying that, I killed you again.
Okay, how about the first 3 times I'm going to say...
The rest were uncalled for.
Well, those were uncalled for. The rest I could see because I was coming at you. I was punching you. I was trying to take down the god.
Yeah.
And my thinking was, you know, I can keep responding, but your health is going to stay the same and you're
going
to have to keep...
It kept going down.
You're
going
to have to keep typing kill. You know, you're not going to be able to chill.
I'd have to sit there, I'd type it and wait for you to show up. And then the second you pop up, I'd have to press enter.
Yep.
But I didn't...
give you no time to rest.
It's a really fun fucking server. You guys should tune into our streams and don't do it. Don't...
Sorry.
Fucking duck.
Had to be done. What?
It had to be done, man.
Ooh, that's a bit stinky.
Yep, it's flatulent.
Whee!
Don't blow it over. Stop, dude. Don't blow it over here.
It's pretty bad. Whew.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, but a lot of people have offered...
Smells like I shit my pants.
Did you?
No.
A lot of people offered me diamonds. I don't...
No, I didn't.
Yep, there... a lot of people have been offering me diamonds. Like, you want some diamonds? And I'm like, no.
Why is your voice muffled, Matt?
Because I'm covering my mouth with my shirt.
Why?
Because it smells bad.
If it was your fart, you wouldn't be doing that.
That's... everyone loves the smell of their own farts, dude.
I don't love this smell. I'm not having a good time. I think I would rather this smell be gone.
So would I.
Are there any candles? Well, there are candles.
There's
there's
not a lighter.
I can go get a lighter.
Talk
and then talk louder so I can hear you.
Okay.
As I'm going out.
Wait, what are we at? What time?
Your mama.
Because I got piss.
Your mama.
Can I take a piss break while you get a lighter?
You know what? Let's take a break. Here's some ad reads.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Did you like those ad reads?
I loved them. Sorry, I was just watching a Markiplier's surprise. 19,000 views. Your clip of when you found Markiplier.
19,000 views. I gotta
go make... People are uploading a lot of clips from Epic S&P.
Is that just on Twitch or is that on Twitter?
YouTube.
Wait, YouTube?
Someone uploaded the Epic S&P trailer and has 70,000 views. 2 people were already canceled on the Epic S&P, and it's Fitz and Swagger. Yeah, okay.
Y'all,
there's so many people on that server, and there's a wide variety of people. And this server has a lot of people that have more of a unfiltered sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I don't think this one's going to be for like the dream stands the same way that dream would
be.
No,
it's a different... It's just... It's
different audiences. It's the same game, but it's different audiences.
Yeah. We're not trying to be like, you know, we're also not like... I don't think anyone's actively trying to hurt people's feelings.
No, and I know that the R word got tossed around by 2 people on stream when it started, and I wanted to say I'm not defending that at all. I just...
Oh, I will.
No, I think it's good he said it.
Someone had to say it.
Finally.
Had the strength.
I just know people should know what they're getting into when they come watch this server and what to expect, or at least who you're going to watch on the server. Because we're kind of broken off into different camps now. I was thinking about just throwing a bunch of slurs around next time I get on.
Just to see how it goes. Well, I was kind of jealous. I was like, if only I said the R slur on stream, then maybe I would have been in the moments.
You would have been in the Twitter
moments. I would have been in the little Twitter moments.
So Fitz wasn't actually trending for saying the R word. He was already trending just because he's popular and he was on the server. And then the Twitter description guy updated it to say that that's why he was trending when he had been trending before that. So thank you, Twitter description guy, for making that the focus of the server I worked so hard on as the launch. We were trending, though. Epic SMP was trending worldwide. Pretty awesome. And I want to thank everyone that tuned into our first two streams. We've only done two so far, but awesome. It's so good. Your streams are hilarious. I watched yours a bit last night.
Thanks, man. I was going through some of M.H. Watson's clips.
Nah, dude. Honestly, I'm not bullshitting you. I'm really not. I was watching some of your clips last night, and I got this heart-sinking feeling of depression where I'm like, I'm never going to be as funny as Ryan, and Ryan is so fucking funny.
Dude, please, dude.
I'm 100% serious.
You are way more, consistently. You were more consistently comedical. And,
I'm annoying.
And funny.
I watched two clips back-to-back. I watched one of you that you was really fucking funny, and your laugh was so good.
Well, that's the thing. I can confuse people with my laugh because apparently it's infectious, and so I force people to laugh when something's not particularly too funny. But I have that on my side. I'm cheating.
No, you're not cheating.
I'm using commands.
But then I watched a clip of me and my voice is all nasally and I'm like,
No. I mean, I think everyone feels that way about their own voice. And I feel the same way like when I watch your stream or like...
But I have a nasally voice?
No. Your streams are more entertaining than mine.
No, I feel the exact opposite. I feel like I'm a pretty boring streamer. And also, I'm not great at Minecraft. So I feel like I piss people off when they watch me.
Do you think I'm good at Minecraft?
Does the chat ever get on you for stuff?
Yes.
Okay, my chat's
all the time.
Okay, I was just wondering if that was just me or if that's just how people that watch Minecraft are.
I spent 5 straight minutes failing it at using a command on Meat Canyon.
Happened
and
to me
it was
too.
One of the most simple commands, apparently.
Oh. Well, mine, when I was trying to figure out the Nether command to teleport Too Mad to the Nether, that took a while.
They had to remind me of like how to just press F to put something in my secondary hand. They had to tell me that if you hold down shift, you just stop on a ladder. You can stay still.
I think I told you that. If you're on a ledge.
I didn't even remember because the chat was telling me that.
So I died yesterday.
No, okay. I remember the ledge thing, but I didn't know that worked on a ladder. So you could stop on a ladder.
I didn't know that until just now. So right when you told me. See, there's people get mad when we don't know this stuff, but it's like, it's a big game. Yeah. I don't.
And we all play in our different ways. Like you got people streaming like Swagger who's
people get the most mad at me when I use the wrong tool for something. Like if I break dirt with a pickaxe.
I've learned to always have a wooden shovel on hand just for that gravel and dirt situation. But yep. I was just saying I think that's why I like this server so much is I've explained this before of why I like Sea of Thieves. It's the whole thought of like if I see a boat over there, I just know someone could be like cooking some meat in that other boat or like raising the sails or looking at us through a spyglass. Like they're having their own little thing. And then there's other people on an island. It's just the fact that people are having their own adventures on the same server and then they could coincide.
Yeah.
And I like that people have a way different play style, you know, in this group. You have like, as I mentioned, Swagger Souls who has this fucking intense... just factory essentially in the works.
I think he's probably the most progressed on the server.
Yes.
With that, because I mean, like, he had that shit set up like within a few hours.
And then you have people like me who mainly.
Do you have a house?
I have a little hut area, like a little in a mountain.
Oh, is that with the clip of when Markiplier was in there?
Yeah.
I have a house that I spent way too long building, but it's not done yet.
It looks
yet.
Nice. My favorite floor is the second. The only thing, I said it on stream, and I will say it to you, is maybe get rid of some of the dirt on the right side because some of that sand has taken up some beautiful ocean view.
Dirt on the Oh, yeah. Oh,
now
okay.
There's sand, the, like the a bunch of sand. Yeah, and there's
where
some,
the boat is?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I got some, Don gave me some glowing blocks that I put underneath the glass.
Ooh.
I need some more though. It's like the mushroom glowing stuff from the Nether.
The biggest thing that I have in mind right now is I want to build an elevator because at the top of the World Prank Center, I want to have an Outback Steakhouse rooftop restaurant.
Ooh.
And like also our goal. I think I said it on stream. I want to build to like the top, like the limit, the building limit. and then have a thing at the Outback Steakhouse restaurant where you can go up and stand in the clouds.
The top of the world.
And there's a sign and it says, you are now standing on the highest point, the highest buildable point on this Minecraft server. So it's like a tourist attraction.
Yeah, no one's built anything that tall yet.
I just want a big looming tower in the sky.
I looked over. So I can see it from my house. If I look out my window, I can see the World Prank Center. And it's big. It looks like just a massive fucking square on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
And
a monolith.
People said it looked like a hat. And I thought
like
about
a top
hat. I was like, what if I went and built like a really realistic face on the side of the mountain? So it's like a person.
You built Markiplier's face.
Ooh, I could probably do that. I'd have to shave the side
down. Dude, I hope Markiplier joins again.
Dude, when Markiplier joined, people were freaking out. Markiplier 20,000.
I didn't start it back up, so.
It's okay. It's a fun-ass server, though. I want to go home and stream some tonight. It's so much fun.
Me too. I just like chilling.
Well, actually, I probably don't have time to stream because I got to go help a friend paint a bathroom.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. But maybe I want to get on and play for a little bit at least. You know, I can get on and play. I'll jump in the Mumble server and just chat with everyone, see who's on.
Streaming's, I just find myself, if I'm not streaming, I find myself just laying down and staring at my phone and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. So I guess
same.
My brain, I try to talk myself into it because I'm like, this is something that's at least productive. You're going to be playing a game. It's going to be fun. And that's, I think you and I have the same thing where it's like, I don't particularly find myself entertaining. I've said this many times. I wouldn't like watch my content, you know, if I was separated from it, because I don't watch much YouTube anyways, but I just have a feeling I wouldn't like listen to myself.
I feel the same way about my shit. I don't know why people tune in.
But thanks for everyone tuning in to our streams and everyone else's streams on the Epic SMP. Remember, you can go, there's Caleb, Patrick, Modest Cube, Foolish Kia,
Don?
Meat Canyon, Don, yes,
Ross, Finster,
Jaden Animations,
Gus, Eddie, Critchy, there's so many people. Also Jacob from Off Canny, Minx.
Did we say Riza already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby No Money, Freddie Dredd. We got the white rapper quota
Swagger
filled.
Swagger Fitz.
Jay Schlatt. He made threats to burn my house down.
Schlatt?
Uh-huh. Oh. So I'm kind of worried about that.
Actual house or your Minecraft house?
Minecraft house. I don't care about my actual
house. Okay, good.
Here's my thing. Is what's nerve-wracking about this server is my house is right in the open with my chest with all my items. And it's like, technically, when I'm not on, I could be off for a whole day. People could do whatever they want to my house. Take my items.
I'm never going to... take items. I'm never going to destroy items.
I've taken items from people. Don,
what?
From Don.
Did you tell him? Did you ask?
After the fact, I told him.
After you took it and used it, or just after you took it?
I took some wheat and I turned it into bread because I was dying and I ate it.
Why?
He just wasn't around.
Don fed a mule all of his wheat. So he's a very giving man.
Don's a very good guy.
I feel a acne right here. Oh. Do you see it? At the tip of my finger, maybe?
Under the skin.
I don't feel something right. You know how you can feel the pressure, the soreness?
Yeah. You feel that bump?
Yeah.
That's when it hurts. Man, Jackson's on the server, and I've seen Jackson a little bit.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, the first time I saw Jackson was when he decided he's looking around to build a house. I was like, yeah, man, there's a lot of space right here to build a house. Go ahead. I come back. He's building his house on top of mine. And
I
said,
that was a good bit.
That's a good bit. But I said, Jackson, this bit ends right here because I have a whole house planned. No, you're not doing this. So I kill commanded him.
Yep.
But
have you only kill commanded me and you got Kelly as well.
Well, in trying to kill command Jackson, I kill commanded myself by accident.
How did you kill command?
I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but I did. And then he picked up all my items.
Karma?
Yeah. And then I kill commanded him. And then he decided he was going to go build somewhere else, but made me feel like an asshole for making him move.
Okay.
And then the other time I saw him was he came in my house and he let a creeper walk right in, which blew up.
I watched that clip.
Yeah, it blew up part of my... Or there's also another clip where I was down in I was down in my basement and a creeper just walks through like this little opening. It just spawned like right...
I was there. No, I was there.
We were freaking out,
I was
running.
Like,
yeah.
Wait, what the fuck? How'd that spawn? Then we found out it was just a dark little...
It's because Dawn... Don had dug underneath my house before I built there because there were zombies trapped down there that kept making loud noises.
And
like,
I gotta go.
Went down there. So when I built my basement, there was some extra pockets of nothing behind it.
Got it. You gotta fill those in.
I put torches.
Okay.
So, I just want to go play Minecraft now.
Me too.
I just want to fucking go play Minecraft.
Probably got a podcast to record, dude.
Stupid podcast.
Can't just play Minecraft.
But everyone listening, make sure you go subscribe to both of our Twitches. It's Eli Rye McGee.
M.H. Watson.
Boom.
M.H.W.A.T.S.O.N.
E-L-I-R-Y-M-A-G-E-E. No one knows how to say our usernames. It's always Math Watson and like...
Yours is a lot easier, though. I feel like... I honestly do feel like, in a way, I have shot myself in the foot.
No, you got to find yours.
It's very... my same Eli Rye McGee.
It's very unmistakable.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
Because I feel like people, people say Ellery McGee. Yeah, they're like, Ellery McGee? Why is that? It's because my middle name's Elias, and so I put Eli. Think of how, you know, when you make school emails, you mix different parts of your name, like middle name, first name, last name. That's what I did.
Sometimes I wish
Eli
I could
Ryan McGee.
Change my username. I wish I could change my username to M.H. Watson on everything, mm-hmm. but I can't snag that. Also, if you change your Twitter handle and you're verified, you lose your verification. So
it's right here. Do you see it?
No. Yeah, a little bit. It's under the skin. Starring,
I can't squeeze it or else it's going to get worse, right? Or if I
don't touch it, yeah, it becomes inflamed.
I like popping them.
Well, it's not poppable yet. It's under the skin.
I know, but I could pop it under the skin.
Don't do that. It's bad.
But I like feeling the pressure release.
If you pop it under the skin, then it can get infected. You know what? That's what happened. That's how I got this huge fucking cyst on my face.
Never mind. Okay, yeah, I won't touch it.
Remember how bad that thing was? It was awful. I need surgery.
I don't even see it anymore.
I got a scar there. If you look closely.
Yeah, but you can make up stories. You can just say
it was on a knife fight.
You got in a fight with some lady outside of Egg Slut or something.
She came over and said, "Hey, Epic S&P will fail." And I said, "No, it won't." She pulled up YouTube and pulled up three videos called "Epic S&P will fail."
I'm actually surprised that people have taken the time to actually make those.
There's a lot of videos about.
Do you know the reason why it's going to fail?
No, I haven't watched any of the videos. Because
I want to know why it's going to fail.
Is it
just because people are going to fall off of it?
What's up, everyone? In this video, I'm going to talk about the Epic S&P and how it's going to be getting canceled.
Okay. how are we going to be canceled?
I don't know.
It's bound to happen, right?
Let's see. I'm scrolling through. I see Fitz popping up a lot. It's all Fitz and Swagger and Jay Schlatt throughout the video, which is what it... Fitz was canceled. There's a lot of clips of Epic S&P, though.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Why the epic S&P is going to be better than the dream S&P. Please don't make it a war. It's just a separate S&P. I don't want to fight dream
people
stands.
Keep making wars even within the S&P. Like,
within
whose
fan
stream
bases?
Did you watch? I watched this stream because they gave their fucking reasons. But it's sometimes you can kind of tell it's like people are trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, I've seen fan bases feud a little bit. And it's like, we're all on the same server.
Just watch what you
want.
We're
all friends.
Just have fun.
Don't
chill.
Start a fight. Just watch it and have fun.
It's not hard to just enjoy something, sit there, watch it.
There's trolls that like putting bait down. And here's the thing, guys. When you're in the chat and stuff and you see people, you know, saying, this creator sucks. Just don't touch it. Just don't respond. Trolls, people want to get a rise out of you.
Because they know that amongst all of the flood that's going on, the streamer more than likely and the chat will not notice, like, OMG, I love your streams. Oh, I like your content. But they will notice, fuck this stream. This is boring. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just like if you're walking down a street and like if someone's like, hey, dude, nice shirt. Like, you're going to feel good. You're going to remember that compliment. But if someone walks down the street and just says, dude, you look like shit. You're ugly. And then walks away. That's going to follow you for a long time.
You're going to remember that when you're like on your death.
Oh, yeah. I remember this dude in New York randomly just stopped and took time out of his day to say that I was ugly.
Ever think about how easy it is to
ruin someone's day?
To make an influence on someone's life, like a memory that will last forever with them?
Well, I try to do that in the car every now and then in funny ways. Like on the way here, there was
hit
this
a pedestrian?
Dude, there was this dude in a Mustang doing this, you know, this whole
the
deal.
One-handed back, yeah.
Yeah. And so I drove right next to him and I put those sport shades on and I looked stiff and I just and then again he drove up next to me cuz he sped up a little bit later down the road and I had this and I got the sunglasses back on and as he was driving by I was just kind of like
imagine
making the what would you call those?
I would imagine
fuck
like
me faces.
Male TikTokers that
fuck
think they're really attractive doing those faces.
Yeah, like where you have your hand on your face,
stroking the chin, and like, oh hey girl.
Yeah, and then I I did another one where all I did was put the sports glasses on, and like I had someone pull up right at a stoplight right next to me, and then all I did was just turn slowly and look at them, and then wait till the light turned green. And I just stared at him with my sport shades.
I would feel good doing that with shades on, but without glasses, it feels so much more intimate.
I know, that's why. I hope people. I think the main thing is I think a lot of people are soft, and they probably get upset. They're like, he's making fun of me, and I am, but you know, not in a mean spirited way. I'm just goofing.
Just goofing, man.
Yeah.
I like the
I
thing
think
you
it's
do
funny
where
that you're when, sitting that way in your car.
When someone's making fun of you, or not making funny, but when someone's like harassing you, you do that thing where like you'll at the like next light, you'll just pretend to be asleep.
Oh, that's my favorite thing. Not even at the next light. It's like we'll like on the highway. Like if someone like was mad because I wasn't going fast enough, they'll like you know get in the other lane and go and like pull up and slow down a little bit to kind of look at you, maybe give you a piece of their mind. But I always just. But like you know how you like. My I can see perfectly right now, but it looks like my eyes are closed.
So you can still see, but it just looks like you're asleep with
I'm
the
just
wheel.
Like, with my mouth open and shit.
I remember, I have this specific memory of when I was a kid. I swear to God, I saw a car go by with no one driving it. Like on the freeway, this car just, and I was like, there was no one driving that.
This might have been my, because you reminded me of something that happened to me when I was, when I used to go to daycare after school. I can't explain it, but it might have been my my overactive child imagination, right? But there was this guy driving his car, right? And three of us saw this. So he was driving his car like this, two hands on the wheel. A third hand came up and grabbed the middle of the steering wheel. And I remember me and two other people on the bus went, and then it was a big deal for like a day and then not again. So I don't know what that was about.
That man's magic.
I know. I was like, whoa!
I remember This girl on my bus, my bus driver didn't like me at all, and I actually don't know why because I was fine, but it's because I always sat in the very back seat of the bus because I was only like the only senior that still rode the bus.
Yeah.
I had a car, and there were these girls that were really annoying, and they threw
Selma?
Yeah, they threw like a PB&J sandwich on the floor or something, and it got all mushed up the day before, and then one day, the bus driver just pulls the bus over and walks all the way back to the back of the bus to me and goes,
you was throwing that sandwich around, making them.
And I was like, what? I don't know what you're talking. I really didn't know what he was talking about. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't. And he's like,
he thinks you're doing the whole, I don't.
Yeah. And he thinks I was smart enough. I was like, dude, and the whole bus is just stopped and staring at me for something I had no idea about. He pulled over the bus a lot to yell at people. Like he just pulled it on the side. One time he pulled it over on the side of this bridge called the Don Holt Bridge, mm-hmm. which is very fucking dangerous to pull over on because there's not really any space to pull over.
Oh, is it just like
a lot of people die because like, they'll pull over and a car will
topple over or something? Or
car will hit them
because
there's not enough.
But this is a bus. Well, if a car hits a bus, the person in the car is going to die. No one in the bus is going to die.
I remember he did crash on the way to school.
Oh.
He was driving and he slammed into the back of someone at a red light.
I remember this one time my bitch of a bus driver had to stop the bus because she had to break down and cry because she saw a car accident with two students. It was crazy.
Damn. What a fucking dumbass.
As people are, you know, they don't make people like they used to.
People are
too
sensitive these days.
Drink more milk. Get stronger bones. Get a stronger mind. Get a stronger...
you know what it is?
What?
They're putting these fucking estrogen chemicals into everything you're
drinking. Well, it was a woman, so it made sense why she was emotional, but I wanted to get to school on time. I was excited to learn. And this bitch was just, you know, I hope that, I think I just saw a kid die. Like, no.
Grow up. Grow the fuck up.
It's actually fucked up that I'm making fun of that situation.
Oh, did that really happen?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Well, my bus driver slammed in the back of a car that slammed to the back of another car at a red light.
The kid didn't die, though.
Oh, that's good. Basically, he did that in the bus. It was hard. It was a big crunch. I mean, I fell off my seat. My iPod went flying down the aisle. And then one of the people in the car, I could see them doing that thing. They're like, my neck. And then they had to bring a stretcher out. And
has a bus driver ever just parked a bus on a railroad track?
No. Not to my knowledge. That'd be a good scene in like a dark movie.
I don't think I'll ever be able to get a bus license after saying that.
Just because the thought has been in your head.
So I see you're applying because you were canceled on the Epic SMP server.
Yes, sir.
And you're trying to get a job here. And I pull up this clip from episode 228 of the Super Megacast, and this sounds awfully familiar. Like it sounds like your voice. Let me play the clip.
Has a bus driver ever just parked a bus on a railroad track?
So then he plays the clip. He's like, "Have anything to say for yourself?" And then I go, "These nuts." And then I get the job.
My man. And then I go, bye.
Where are you in this situation? Were you with me?
No, I'm saying bye to end the podcast.
Oh.
Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I angie.com.